Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf yud. We're holding Tes Chamed Beis, 4 or 5 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Just as a brief introduction, as we learned back in our Mishnah, there are 4 types of Yediyah Satumah. What means 4 types of Yediyah Satumah? Whether it's Yediyah Betchila and Yediyah Besof. Whether it's Yediyah Betchila and no Yediyah Besof. There was no Yediyah Betchila and yes Yediyah Besof. And no Yediyah Betchila and no Yediyah Besof. Each one of these had its own special carbon. So, Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila, V'Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof is the carbon Oyla V'Yored, that could be brought any day of the week. Okay, not Shabbos, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Okay, and not on Yom Tov. Yeah, okay, but normally that could be brought any time, Chatzis Oyla V'Yored. What about Yesh B'Yediyah B'Tchila, V'Ein B'Yediyah B'Sof? For that you had the Sur Hanasa B'Fnim. That's the Sur L'Hashem, which we learned about in yesterday's parasha, 2 Goyrolois, the Gor El Hashem, Surah Nasa B'Fnim, that was not Mechaper, but it was Toyla for Yesh Yediyah B'Tchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sof. And then we had the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, the Yesh Bo Yediyah B'Sof. What is Mechaper on that? The Sur HaNasa B'Chutz. That's the Sur which is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, together with all the other Musafim of all the Seirim that are brought on the various Yom Tovim and on Rosh Chodesh. So the one on Yom Kippur is mechaper on those that are ein bo yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh bo yediyah b'sof. And then finally we had the case of the ein bo yediyah b'tchila, the ein bo yediyah b'sof. What's mechaper on that? The se'irei harigolim. Oh, so far so good. What about the se'irei roshi chadoshim? On that we already had a machloikis in our Mishnah, where the Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov are both the same, that they're both mechaper on ein bo yediyah b'tchila, Yesh b'yediyah b'sof. And that's how Reb Yehuda learned in our Mishnah. However, Reb Shimon respectfully disagrees, and he says, no. When it comes to Seir Rosh Chodesh, that has its own special purpose of Tohor She'ochal Es HaTomeh, which is very, very different than all the others. Because although we're talking about Tumah, all the others were talking about that the person was Tomeh. And then he had a helam. He forgot he was tummy. He caught him. He forgot he was tummy. He went to the Beis HaMikdash. He forgot that the Beis HaMikdash, that this is the Beis HaMikdash. He forgot that this is Kodshim. And he realized that he was. All of that is that he was tummy. Says Reb Shimon, what is the Seirei Rosh Chodeshim comes to Mechaper on? On a person who is Tohoir and the Kodshim was tummy. Ui. So what happens then? That's when you have the Korban for Rosh Chodesh. Good. So now, yesterday we went through a number of the various Makairais, and now we're up to 5 lines from the bottom. Ashbichon Seirei Rosh Chodeshim to Mechapri Al Tohor She'ochel Zatame. That we already concluded yesterday satisfactorily. For those of you that are wondering, how did we get to that point, Tohor She'ochel Zatame? Because we learned Ovoin, Ovoin, or really, to be meticulous, avoin, avoin. Because when it comes to the so'er that was brought on Rosh Chodesh, when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Musar to Aharon HaKohen, he said to him, V'oisah nosan lachem loseis es avoin ho'eda. Oh, that so'er Rosh Chodesh was the avoin ho'eda. But which avoin are we talking about? So we learn from tzitz. What does it say by the tzitz? V'oyal meitzach harim nos aharon es avoin ha'kodeshim. And we know from other Gemaras that what is it sits meratza on Tumas Basar, meaning that the Karbin became Tamei, and therefore the Dam became Tamei, or the Aymrin became Tamei, or the Evorim of the Oila became Tamei. Are you allowed to go and do this Rikas Adam and Dam which became Tamei? No. Are you allowed to put Aymrin of a Karbin that became Tamei on the Mizbeach? No. If it's an Oila, can you go and put all the Evorim of the Oila if they're Tamei? No. However, b'diavad, if you did it, and assuming that the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, and according to some, even if it's not wearing the tzitz, but as long as the tzitz happens to be intact, the tzitz is meratza on the korban of the tumas basar, that the korban was tummy. Therefore, that's called avoin, and ours is called avoin. So I learned one from the other. Here it's talking about a tohor she'ochel es tummy, that the korban became tummy. So that was Seir Rosh Chodeshim, the Mechapri Al Tohor She'ochel HaTameh, that we learned. 3 lines from the bottom of Tes Amud Beis. Seir Rigolim de Mechapri Al She'ein Bo Yediyah loy betchil v'loy besoif. Minolad, what's the makor for that? Oh, kiram Reb Chama b'Reb Chanina. We had this already yesterday. Soir v'soir. Hachanami soir v'soir. What does it mean, soir v'soir? And you go in parishes Bamidbar, almost every one of the kabbonas, each time when it refers to the soyer that was brought on Shchoidish, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, all of them, virtually all of them, says Usir Chatas Echad, or Usir Izim Echad Lechatas. The question is, what do you have to have that extra vav usir? Says the Gemara, that usir attaches that korban to the previous soyer of the previous one mentioned in the parsha. And therefore, says the Gemara, the iskish tap of Yudam Aleph, the iskish siri harigolim, the siri roshi chadoshim. We now have the hekish based on that extra vav of the siri golem to the siri roshi chadoshim. Now, mind you, we brought this Hekesh already yesterday at the top of the Omid, but then we were talking according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda held that both the Soyer, which was brought on Regolim, and the Soyer that was brought on Rish Chodesh, both accomplished the same purpose of Ein Bo Yibitchila, Ein Bo Yediyah Bitchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah Besaif. So therefore we said, it's really not this soyer, it's really usir, but we say this soyer because that's the way it flows naturally, soyer this soyer. Okay, so therefore that usir of the first of the listing of all of the musafim in Parshas Pinchas is Rosh Chodesh. Tavis b'nei Yisrael v'yamat reim is karbodi lachim l'ishai, over yoyim ha-shabbos, over roshi chodsheichem, Rosh Chodesh, that's the first one, and after that, the other Yom Tovim follow suit. So according to the Man D'Yama, which was Rabbi Yehuda, that the purpose of Rosh Chodesh is Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, Ve'Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sof, and then it says U'Si'ir, so it comes to say that the Regolim are also Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, Ve'Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sof, and they're both Mechaper on the same. So that's all good according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that says, no, Si'ir Rosh Chodeshim are Mechaper on Tohar she'ochel esatame, that's not what the Seir HaRegolim do. They do the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila Ve'Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sof. So you're learning Soir U'Soir, but it's not really the same, because they're not the same Korah. And therefore says the Gemara, you're right. The Hekish is a much more limited Hekish. Not just like the Seir HaRegolim, you have a Tohar she'ochel esatame, and therefore Seir HaRegolim Soir v'soir is the same thing, but iskish seir arigol v'seirish chadoshim masoir derish chodesh milta de chodesh mechapri. It's mechaper on a milta de chodesh. Af seir arigolim the milta de chodesh mechapri. It's mechaper there too on milta de chodesh. Meaning that we're talking about tumas mikdash v'kadoshim, not the mikdash itself, not the person himself. But just like by the Seir Rosh Chodesh, we're talking about there is a situation of someone involving Tumah, not that he is Tumah, it's the Karban is Tumah. But nevertheless, the Torah gives you a form of Kapara through the soil which is brought in Rosh Chodesh. Here too, when it comes to Seir Regalim, even though it's not the same case, it's talking about Ein Bo Yediyah B'Tchila, the Ein Bo Yediyah B'Sof, and we're focusing on the Gavra, not on the Chavtza, that the Gavra happens to be Tomei, but at least the same common bottom line, the common denominator is that they're both coming to Mechaper on Averos involving Tumah and Kodesh. Frank Timur of Chiteman, the Chapri Adresh Kodesh, why don't you go and jump further and say it does exactly the same thing? That just like by the soir on Rish Chodesh, it's mechaper for tohoi she'ochel es atamei. Say the same thing by the seir haregolim, that it also comes to bring a kapora for tohoi she'ochel es atamei. So tomorrow, I'd love to say that, but Amrinan, don't you remember when we quoted the pasuk yesterday and the day before? It says, oisa nosan lechem. Where is that oisa nosan lechem? Again by Rish Chodesh, when Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Musa to Haran HaKohen, Madule Yechaltim Esachatim Kaim HaKodesh. Why? Because Oysa Nosan Lechem. law says, Esavoyna Eida Lechapra Lehem Lefnei Hashem. Oh, so it says, Oysa. Hashem Amar, Oysa Nuisi Ovein Vein Acher Nuisi Ovein. Only the Rosh Chodesh Tikasor is Mechaper on that Ovein. What's the Ovein of Tohar She'ochel Asar Tomei? But Oysa Ein Acher. That's it, only on its own. Okay, so therefore, crystal clear, according to Reb Shimon, the soil of Regolim does not do the same thing as the soil of Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we go and say the Seir HaRegolim should accomplish the same thing as the Yom Kippur Dikka? And we're talking about the Yom Kippur Dikka, the Seir HaNasa B'chutz. And what does the Seir HaNasa B'chutz accomplish? When Ein Bo Yedir B'tchila, the Yesh Bo Yedir B'soif. So why don't you say that that's what the Seir HaRegolim accomplished? Instead of saying Ein Bo Yedir B'tchila, the Ein Bo Yedir B'soif, say Ein Bo Yedir B'tchila, the Yesh Bo Yedir B'Sof, and therefore it does the same thing as the Noah Soir Hanasa B'chutz. So Gemara, you're right. Al Pisvara, we could say that. However, have Xerus Akosif Ha'omrin Achas Bashana Vushdeit Achas Bashana. It's number two or Beis on the Torah Or Hashalim. Voices Ois Lechem Lechukas Oylam Lechapral Bnei Yisrael Mikol Chatoisem Achas Bashana. This is referring to the Soir HaNasa Bifnim. We really were talking about the Soir HaNasa Bachutz, not the one that's Nasa Bifnim. Rashi already points that out. Rashi tells us that later on we're going to find in the Gemara, which we already quoted back on Daf Beis, that there is a hekish between the Soir HaNasa Bachutz and the Soir HaNasa Bifnim. Where is that hekish? Because in Parshas Pinchas, when it tells us about the korban that you bring on Yom Kippur, it says in the Pasuk, Sir Izim Echad Chatos Milvar Chatas Akipurim, that the surah that we're bringing for a Chatos in Parashas Pinchas, which is the Musaf, what we call the Maftar, which we named for Maftar and Yom Kippur, guess what? That was a surah of the Chatos. Maybe that's the same surah that we spoke about yesterday in the Parasha, the surah La Hashem, the Goyrolois. No. That's Milvar Chatas Akipurim. Besides that one, oh, since that Pasuk, Kodesh Baruch Hu felt it was necessary to insert Mevad Chatzas HaKippurim, therefore you have a Hekish from Soir HaNasa B'chutz, the Soir HaNasa B'fnim. And just like the Soir HaNasa B'fnim, it says in the Pasuk, Achas Bashana, oh, Kapora Zu, the Kapora that is affected by the Yom Kippur Dikka, which one is the Soir HaNasa B'chutz, since we're learning this Hekish, and what's the Soir HaNasa B'chutz? Ein B'yidir B'tchila, V'yesh B'yidir B'sof, but that's only Achas Bashana. That's why you cannot allow for the Seir HaRegolim to mimic and accomplish the same purpose as Yom Kippurim, because it's only Achas Bashana. Kapora Zu L'Tehil Achas Bashana. So says the Gemara, so now that I have eliminated the possibility that the Seir of HaRegolim is Mechaper on the Torah She'ochel Asar Tomei, I've also, which was the Rosh Chodesh Tikka, I've also eliminated the possibility that it comes to tell you, it comes to be mechaper on she'ein ba yedir b'tchila, v'yesh ba yedir b'sof. So, am I mechapri? So, tell me, what now is the job of the Seir HaRegolim? What is it mechaper? Says Yimara, let's go through all the cases, and we do a nice summary. I'al she'yesh ba yedir b'tchila, v'yesh ba yedir b'sof, hay bar korbenu. That's the famous korban oyle v'yoyre. Iyal sheyesh bo yedir b'tchila, ve'ein bo yedir b'sof, hay sora nasa b'fnim v'yom ha'kippurim toile. Oh, so that job has already been taken by the sora nasa b'fnim. That's the sora l'ashe. Iyal she'ein bo yedir b'tchila, aviyesh bo yedir b'sof, hay sora nasa b'chutz v'yom ha'kippurim mechaper. Like we just said a moment ago. So therefore we have eliminated three out of the four possibilities. Why there are four possibilities? Because either we're talking about there were both yediyas, yediyah betchila, yediyah besof, or there was only one yediyah, either a yediyah betchila and none besof, or no yediyah betchila and yesh ba yediyah besof, or no yediyas whatsoever. Oh, so we covered the first three. Yesh ba yediyah betchila, yesh ba yediyah besof, oy the v'yoyrit. Yesh ba yediyah betchila, the ein ba yediyah besof, sora nasa b'fnim, toila. Ein ba yediyah betchila, v'yesh ba yediyah besof, sora nasa b'chutz. So what is left? Al korcha by default, ain't a machaper, al shein bo yedir, loy b'chila, the loy b'sof. Baruch Hashem, that's how we know the Sefer Golem, because there's nothing else left. All the other alternatives, the other options had already been taken.
And Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh is the Sefer, what do you mean? That's the Sefer Anasa, that Sefer of Rosh Chodesh is for Chodesh Ochas HaTameh. We didn't repeat it again because...
Oh, so that includes, now Rabbi Yehuda is going to include that?
I'm not sure what you mean. We're focusing on Rabbi Shimon. We're saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Seirei HaRegolim has its own purpose. Ein Bayidiyah B'Tchilah V'Ein Bayidiyah B'Sof. The Sor for Rish Chodesh has its own purpose. Tohar She'ochal HaSatah.
Okay.
Okay? It's good. And now we go back to Rabbi Meir of the Mishnah. If you want to take a look quickly at Rabbi Meir of the Mishnah, it's on Daf Beis Amid Beis, at the top of the Amid, top line, Rish Beit in the Mishnah. Remeir oimer kol asirim kaparosin shove al tumas mikdash kadoshev. All of them do the same thing. Don't differentiate between one and the other. They all cover the same base. They all accomplish the same. Now, on the surface, sounds like, wow, everything, everything. It's not really everything. It's three out of four. What are the three out of four? We'll take a look at the Rashi on Beis Amid Beis just to remind us. But what Rashi says on Beis Amid Beis, we're going to have shortly in our Gemara on Daf Yud Amid Aleph. There were four things altogether. One was the case of the Sor Hanas Bifnim, which is Toila on Yesh Bayadir Betchila, the Ein Bayadir Besof. That Rashi says, that's not what Ramey is referring to. Put that on the side. We're not talking about that. So which ones, Kolasin and Kapros and Shabbat? The Sor Hanasa Bechutz, when Ein Bayadir Betchila, the Yesh Bayadir Besof. As well as for the Regolim, Ein Bayadir Betchila, the Ein Bayadir Besof. As well as from Rish Chodesh, Tor She'ochel HaSatameh, all three of these, the So'er Hanase B'chutz, on Yom Kippur, as well as the Se'iri HaRegolim, as well as Rish Chodesh, all three of those are mechaper on all of the foregoing three. And that's what we mean, Kaparos and Shavet, Al Tumas Mikshu Kedoshet. However, we do not include the case of Yesh B'Yedir B'Tchila, Ein B'Yedir B'Sof, which is Sor Hanase Bifnim is Toila. These three do not accomplish that task. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi Beis Amid Beis. Third line from the top, Kol Seirim Kaparos and Shove. Which ones are we referring to? Kol Seirim Musafin Bein Sor Hanase Bechut the Yom Kippurim Bein Shel Regalim Bein Shel Rosh Chodeshim. All three of them Kaparos and Shove. Kulam Mechapen Al Kol Bein Al Shem. Al kol, bein al she'in ba yedir betchila v'yesh ba yedir b'sof. Normally we say that, what's mechaper on that? That's a sur hanasa b'chutz. Bein al she'in ba yedir loy betchila v'loy b'sof. That's gvein lech the korban or a golem. Bein al tor she'ochus atomi, that's usually Rish Chodesh. All three of them are covered by all three korbanos. So you're going to ask me, why do I have to have all of them constantly again and again for the same purpose? Between one Rish Chodesh and the next Regel, between one Rish Chodesh and the next Rish Chodesh, between Yom Kippur and the next Regel, what happens if there was a Tumah She'ira Bein Zeh Lazeh? So therefore all three are Mechaper to take care of the, covers the waterfront on all. Aval, but very important, Sor Hanasa Bifnim, Loi nechliku olav she'ena mechaper im elu v'loi elu toilim es liyosai. So that's an exception to the rule. That's not part of Remeir kol asirin kabros and shav. We do not include the Surah Nasa b'fnim. Why? What is that talking about? Kishiyesh b'yidir b'tchila v'ein b'yidir b'sav kir omi gemorin dafchesem et beiz. And as we're going to learn further today, shortly on the Amid Aleph. Why is that different? We'll see, because it's Achas Bashana, only one time a year, and no other time a year. Mitch will get to it. So now, having reviewed Remeir, back to Yud Amid Aleph, halfway down, Remeir, Imer Kosiyin, Kapros, and Shava, Am Reb Chum Bar Reb Chanina, my time with Remeir, and this is Reb Chum Bar Reb Chanina that we quoted already twice yesterday, one at the top of the Amid, one that we just had on the bottom of the Amid, on Mekrom, because it's in the Pasik, So'ir, and then Usi'ir. In other words, we start off with the Sor Rosh Chodesh, Si'ir Izamechad Chatzos Lashem, and all the other says, Usi'ir Izamechad Chatzos, or Usi'ir Chatzos Echad. So he says, Mitabov, Mitabov, Hukshu Kol Asi'irim Zeh Lezeh, Vav Moisif al Inyan Rishay. In other words, with that Vav, we've connected all of the Seirim and put them all into the same basket, that they all accomplish the same. All the three things that we spoke about. Zokti Mar, Kasolka Daitach, when we initially thought about it, the Sar, we thought Kol Chad V'Chad Mechavrei Gomar. Meaning, let's just take as an arbitrary number that you have 10 times the word Seir, and then Usir, 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 Usir. And therefore, we're learning 1, 2 from 1, 3 from 2, 4 from 3, 5 from 4, and so on and so forth. Since you have a whole line of all of these Seirim, one after the other, each one piggybacks the one before. So number 2 we learn from 1, and 3 we learn from 2, and 4 we learn from 3. And as a result, since number 1, for instance, is Rish Chodesh, and Rish Chodesh tells us about the Tohar She'ochel Esatame, so then the next Visor and the next Visor each come and piggybacks it. This Regel, or this Yom Kippur, also accomplishes the same purpose of the Tohar She'ochel Esatame. And then once we hit Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur tells us about the case of the Sur Hanas B'chutz, when Ein Bayid Bia B'tchila, V'yesh Bayid Bia B'sof, and then it says in the next one, Usir, Usir, they all accomplish the same thing as not only the Rish Chodesh, which the Usir, the Vav, accomplishes, but also accomplishes the Yom Kippur Dikim, and so on and so forth. So that's how we could have learned until now. However, that gets you into a major, major problem. If each one is piggybacked the one before, so how did I know 2 from 1? So now I want to learn 3 from 2. Uh-oh, that's a lamed min ha-lamed. And you cannot go and learn by kodshim, lamed mi lamed. So what am I going to do? Says the Gemara, the premise of your point is faulty. It's not that I'm learning 3 from 2 and 2 from 1. Holy kasha! All of them do a leapfrog to number 1. In other words, once the Torah says by Rish Chodesh that this sort affects the Torah She'ochel Satame, then when we have the next 9 Usir, Usir, each one is saying, me too, me too, I'm also doing the same thing as the Rish Chodesh Dikah. Ah, so therefore number 9 on the list doesn't have to go to 8 and to 7 and to 6 and go back all the way to 1. But rather number 9 is saying when he heard that number 1, the soil from Rish Chodesh, is Torah She'ochel Satame. Me too, I also do the same thing. And each one is doing the same. Kula mi kama gamri, from the first one. And when we say the first one, we don't mean just the first one, which is Rish Chodesh, but the first time that the Torah gives you a carbon. For instance, once we hit Yom Kippur, what's the din by Yom Kippur? Ein by Yediyah B'tchila, V'yesh by Yediyah B'sof. All the follow-ups that say, and me too, the same thing applies, so you don't have to go from 3 to 4 and 4 to 5, you go straight from 3 to 5 and to 6 and to 7, each one says me too. And it's not only the follow-ups, the one that learned Rav Weitzer, but Rashi says, as a result of the Vav HaMechaber, we're learning Elyoinim mitachtoinim v'tachtoinim me'elyoinim. Because since Rish Chodesh is the first, how would we know that Rish Chodesh is Mechaber on the others? But once you have the only twos, then they all become one. So the first soil learns from them, just like they learn from it. So it's Tachtim Elyon, Elyon B'Tachtim. That's how you have them all learning, but each one is learning from the first, as opposed to having an intermediary. That's if we don't have a problem of Lomeid Mi Lomeid. Afrei Timur, Teinach Kol DeKosabe Usir, with the extra Vav. But Atzeres Yom Kippur DeKosabe Usir Minolan. Oy, we got a problem. Look it up in the Chumash, and you'll see that Atzeres Shavuos and Yom Kippur, they're just Seir. It doesn't say Usir, Oiva voice. And this whole Soir of the Soir, Hekish, the Choyra falls away. Says the Yomor Yitaka right. Elom Rabbi Yoina Omakra. Ey letas Lashem Amoyadeichem. Okshakalam Moyadem Kulun Zelazet. The very, very last one, which is Shmini Atzeres. Yom Shmini Atzeres Tielachem. Kamalech Zawoy Loisasu. We lay it, of course, on Shmini Atzeres and on Simchas Torah. There, the final concluding pasuk, after telling us the soyer that was brought on Shmini Atzeres, says, "Hey, letas l'shem amoyadeichem, huk shekolam yadnu kulun zelazeh." All of the Yom Tovim, which includes Regalim, of course, Yom Kippur is also a regular, it's also a Yom Tov, and Rish Chodesh, they're all in the same pot. "Hey, letasu, do all of these on your me'adim, all the me'adim ahukish zel gazel, without the benefit of the soyer and the usir with the extra vav.
How did they exclude the seir and asa bifnim if they all put together by
achas? What is your question?
No, Ramir excluded the one case of Saranasa.
We're going to get to Reb, Saranasa Bifnim shortly. Okay. In the meantime, whatever you have, the Saranasa Bifnim, as you know, is not enumerated or listed in Parshas Pinchas. There is a subtle reference to it. On Yom Kippur, we say, Saranasa B'chutz, Muvad Chatasa Kippur. But that's the only reference. But therefore, until now, we said, Sar Usir, and now we're saying, it's B'mayadechem. Eila, all of the foregoing that we've now gone through, from Rish Chodesh and Rish Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Regalim, all of these, combine them, Eila, do them all b'mayadechem, because they all have the same purpose, to mechaper on the big three that Rameir is referring to. But not the one, Sir Nasim Flim, that's not mentioned. It's mentioned, but it's not enumerated and listed like a sword by all the others. But for Eiti Gemara, that which you just said now sounds beautiful, but for Rish Chodesh Lamoyedu, Rish Chodesh is not a yontif. After all, we don't have the dinim of yontif that apply to a yontif. There's no all malachis which are also except for malachis oichel nefesh. That doesn't apply to Rish Chodesh. All the yontif dikadinim don't apply to Rish Chodesh. So how are you calling that a moyed? Everything more ibra. Ibra means be'emes. Rish Chodesh nami ikra moyed. No, we find that Rish Chodesh is also called. Where do we find it called a moyed? Ken Omer Abaye, the Omer Abaye. Tamuz da'isha asa. Miluye mal yehu. The Tammuz of that year was filled. Filled means that it was a 30-day month and not a 29-day month. How do I know? Dechsiv karlai moyed lishba bachurai. Which is the hushasa? What are we referring to? So Rashi reminds us, this is talking about the time of the Meraglim. What happened by the Meraglim? The reason why we bring the Meraglim is because it says in the Pasuk, Vayivku om balayla hahu, and the Chazal Darshan, that is when the Meraglim came back and gave their bad report, Vayivku om balayla hahu, that night, which Chazal tells us was Leil Tisha B'Av, they heard the terrible report that Eretz Yisrael is not the golden Medina that we thought it was, that Zobas Cholav Edvash, but rather they have these great giants over there, they're going to go and eat us up alive, ay, 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 and everybody started crying. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, and I'm going to get that unfortunately Tisha B'Av is going to be the worst day of the calendar year by Klai Yisrael. Okay, now let's try to figure out a cheshbon. How did Itaka arrive at Leil Tisha B'Av? So Rashi brings from Chazal that the Meraglim went on their tour of Eretz Yisrael starting on the 29th day of Sivan. So now, just working through the normal Jewish calendar of a regular year, Sivan typically has 30 days, so therefore if they left on the 29th, 29 and 30 is 2 days in Sivan. Let's go to Tammuz. How many days does Tammuz always have? Tammuz always has 29 days. It never has 30 days. Why doesn't it have 30 days? Because if Tammuz would have 30 days, we'd have 2 days Rish Chodesh of, and we wouldn't be talking about the 9 days, we'd be talking about the 10 days, starting from the first day of Rish Chodesh. Okay, that's not the reason, but the point is, that's a good way to remember, Tammuz is always a short month. So you have 2 days of Sivan, 29 days in Tammuz, 2 and 29 adds up to roughly 31. Everybody agree? Yes. Okay, since we have to have that the Meraglim went to Yisrael for 40 days, if we want to add now to the 31, 9 more days, that means that the Meraglim arrived back to Moshe Rabbeinu on Tisha B'Av, probably wearing probably canvas shoes or whatever. Okay, and what happens? V'yifkom b'layla hu. That would be Leil Asiri Li'av. It wouldn't be Leil Tisha B'Av, because if they only arrived on Tisha B'Av, then the crying after they heard the terrible report about the giants in Eretz Yisrael would mean that they would cry Matzah Tisha B'Av. But we say that the Bechiyah is on Leil Tisha B'Av, and that's why we established, why Kadosh Baruch Hu established Tisha B'Av as being the terrible day of the year. So therefore, we have to assume that Tammuz of that year was a 30-day.
Sorry?
30. So usually Tammuz is 29. Right? You have 2 days of Sivan. Sivan is Malay, 2 days. Yeah. Then we have Tammuz is usually 29, is 31. Yeah. And then they would have arrived back to Moshe Rabbeinu on the 9th. Yeah. But that wasn't the case, because for Yivka'am, they cried the night before. So it must be that Tammuz of that year was Mavyur. It wasn't 29 days, if he had two, plus 30 is 32, and therefore they arrived on Ches of. Oh, and then they heard the terrible report of the Yivkom Belailahu on Leil Tisha B'Av. That's all. I want to take a quick look at the Rashi, middle of the Amid. Ibra B'Em is Karolayim Moyed, Mesechtes Tanis. Tammuz Yishasa Shal Shana Hashnia Liyatiyas Mitzrayim, Shinishtal Chuba Meraglim. When did the Meraglim leave? The Esr Metisha B'Sivan. That Tammuz, Maliyuhu Le Tammuz, and they made it into a 30-day month, not into a 29-day month. Therefore, they arrived home on the 8th. That night, which was Leil Tisha B'Av, so therefore, we find then that even though the Torah used the expression "Korolai Moyed Lishbar Bachurai," that Moyed is referring to Rosh Chodesh after all. There is a second drasha that Korolai Moyed means that Tisha B'Av itself happens to be a moyed, and that's why, for instance, you don't say tachnam. But that's not our Gemara. Our Gemara is telling us that Rish Chodesh is called a moyed. Ah, so now this works together. Eivul tazleshem b'moyedeichem. Moyedeichem doesn't mean just Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shaar Regalim, but it also includes the Rish Chodesh, because that's also called a moyed. So the two dots that you have right before Vahor Rish Chodesh really are misplaced. Those two dots should really be over here, because Rish Chodesh is my moyed. Yes, Shelley.
Isn't it a half moed for two reasons? One, for women it's moed, but when the because of the Cheta Egel, the men got lost it. And the other piece is many people take off their tefillin to daven musaf.
And therefore?
Therefore, it's a half moed.
It's a half moed. Okay, beautiful. Apparently, for our purposes, a half moed is the equivalent of a moed, and therefore all the kabbanas and all of these yom tovim are the same. Thank you for those very witty comments, Shelley, and we continue on.
When we say that Tammuz is usually a chaser, the 29.
Yes.
But that's when even Ayudei Riyah, when we affected the yom.
That I couldn't tell you, but at least ever since the hill, okay. I'm not going to go with the hill Azok in the first hill, the second hill, the third hill. Whoever was masakin the luach, whenever that was done, okay. Tammuz is always a short month. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're getting to your point, and that was the Rashi and Dav Beis on the base. Umoyder Ameir b'sor anasib efnim shu einoy mechaper kaparosan, that the sor anasib efnim does not affect the kapara of any of the foregoing three. What were the three? That is the Torah she'ochas atamei, or ein b'yedir b'tchila. The yesh by yediyah b'sof, or ein by yediyah b'tchila, loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif. So an asur b'fnim doesn't do that kapara. Rather, what are they only mechaper on? Or actually, toila yesh by yediyah b'tchila, ein by yediyah b'sof. And therefore says the Rabbi Yochanan, moider mei b'sor an asur b'fnim shehu ein mechaper kaparasan. It does not affect any of the other three. The hain and the other three ein mechaper kaparasoi. They're not mechaper on what the sur hanas b'fnim is toila. Who ain't a mechaper kaparasim? Kapara achas mechaper, ve ain't a mechaper shtei kaparas. What is the Gemara referring to? It's referring to the pasuk that we say always by the sur hanas b'fnim. The pasuk over there uses two times. It says the word achas. Here's the sense. Okay, it's brought here on Chesam at Beis in the Torah Orei Sholem. V'chiper Aharon, it's V'chiper Aharon al Karnois of Achas Bashona Bidam Chatas Akipurim Achas Bashona Yechaper Olbo Der Yusechem Kodesh Kedoshim Hu LaHashem. So we're talking about Achas. It says Achas twice. Is that the right pasuk? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm just looking up the pasuk. Really, you should be looking it up in the Chumash. Yeah. But since we don't have the benefit here in the Torah Shalom, so I'm pointing it out. This is brought Chesam at Beis, Ois Beis, or number two. Chiper Haral Al Kanoisav Achas Bashon Mitam Chatsi Kippurim Achas Bashon. So getting back to our Gemara, Zok to Gemara. Because the korban the soyer hanasa b'fnim only affects one kapara. What is that kapara? It's really not a kapara. It's a tliya of yesh b'yidi b'tchila, v'ein b'yidi b'sav, and therefore that's the only one that it does. It doesn't do any of the other three. V'ein mechaper shtei kaparas, hein ein mechaper kapara soy, and they're not mechaper. It's kapara of the yesh b'yidi b'tchila, v'ein b'yidi b'sav. So makra. This is only once a year, and don't tell me that the tliya of yesh b'yidi b'tchila, the ein b'yidi b'sof, is also on Rish Chodesh or on Regalim or the Sur Nas b'chutz. No, ach b'shan. This kapara is only once a year. Sur Nas b'fnim. Tanami hachi, what Rabbi Yochanan just told us, which is what we had back in the Rashi on Daf Beis. We have a brisa that says it b'feidish. Tanami hachi. And again, the brisa goes through all of them, just in case we're having difficulties remembering. Al she'ein bo yediyah loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif. V'al she'ein bo yediyah b'tchila avli yesh bo yediyah b'soif. V'al tohor she'ochel es ha'tomei. Those are the three. Sira regolim, usira shechadoshim, besor hanas b'chutz mechaprim, divra meir. Oh, that's what Rameir says. These three kabbanas are mechaper for all three. However, the Surah Nas Mifnim, Shaira, that was left out. Why did he leave it out? The Kaparosa Nami Shaira, both the reference to the Surah Nas Mifnim, right? We only referred to Sira Golem, Sira Shchadosh, Surah Nas Mechutz. We didn't make reference to Surah Nas Mifnim. As well as its Kapara, what Kapara does it affect the Taliyah of Yesh Bayidib Betchilah, the Ein Bayidib Besof, that wasn't mentioned. Shaira, that was left out, just like Rabbi Yochanan said, because the big three is what Rameyer meant when he said that they're all shavim, but not number four. I say the big three just as an expression, not that they're any bigger than the other, but those three are all interchangeable, but not number four. That doesn't affect their kapara, and they don't affect the kapara of number four of the Sur Hanasa B'fnem. Okay. And now we get to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Oimer. That until now we spoke about Remeir. Remeir, Kapros and Shavah, all the same. Reb Shimon says, no. Each one is separate. Reb Shimon Oimer, Seira Shechadoshim, Mechaper, Tor, Shechach, Satomei. The Seira Regolim are those Sheim Bayidir Betchila, Vein Bayidir Besav. And the Sora Nasa Bechutz is Ein Bayidir Betchila, Vyesh Bayidir Besav. That was all, we're just quoting from the Mishnah back on Beis and Midbeis. So now we're going to go step by step. How does Reb Shimon know that each one doesn't do the other? After all, we had a very powerful hekish before. So why does Reb Shimon say each one does its own job? It's bishlem midrash chadoshim lein mechapri ad regolim the amekra avoy of an echad of noisim ein noisim shnei avoy. We have the pasuk by Rosh Chodesh. This is the one where Moshe Rabbeinu is telling off Aharon HaKadosh. Ma'adu lo yachaltem es achatis b'mkoyim HaKadosh, ki kodesh kadoshim hi lechem, ki kodesh kadoshim hu, v'oysa nosan lechem, losis es avoyna eida, avoyna eida. It says the word avoyn. Avoyn is singular. It doesn't say avoynoysa eida. It just says avoyna eida. It's mishlam Rosh Chodesh l'mechapri ad regolim demekra, avoyn. Ovin echadu noise. Ein noise shnei avoynes. Only does one job. The tohar she'ochel es atamei. That's it, boys. That's the only ovoyn. How do I know it's that ovoyn and not some other ovoyn? That we learned yesterday from tzitz ovoyn. Ovoyn. Malalon tumas basa. Avkan tumas basa. Okay. El regolim nechapi ad rosh chadoshim. Why shouldn't we say that the regel not only takes care of ein b'yedir b'tchil, the ein b'yedir b'sof, but also the tohar she'ochel es atamei? Why not? On the cross, because it's in the pasuk, oisa, oisa noisi oven, the ain acher noisi oven. It's the same pasuk again. Madu lechaltem sechafis. I'm looking at number one of the Torah or Hashalim. Moshe Rabbeinu telling off Aharon HaKohen. Why didn't you eat the chazal kodesh? Ki kodesh kadoshim hu. Voisa nosal lechem. Voseis es avoin. So the avoin we already darshened, and now we're darshening the oisa. Oisa means this carbon was given exclusively for this purpose. Ois and ois avoin, the avoin of the tohor she'ochel es atamei. Vein achen ois, but not anything else. Only ois. This is the only guy. So not regol. Okay. Bishlam de regolim le mechap and adiyem kippur. The omakro achas bashanim. Kapor zulu tehei el achas bashanim. The regolim are not mechapen Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur uses the expression achas bashanim. Where do we have the achas bashanim? We quoted the pasuk before that it's quoted back on Chesam and Beis in the Torah Harishalim. Achiper aharon al kanoisav achas bashanim. Bidam chatas akipurim. Achas bashanim yechaper. All of the Torah seichem kodesh kadoshim hu lashem. So it says achas bashanim. Okay, so therefore the Yom Kippur dika. Now we're talking about
Seir Hanasa Bifnim.
Very good. The pasuk itself that we're quoting is the Seir Hanasa Bifnim. Absolutely right. However, the Gemara assumes at this point that the same thing applies to Seir Hanasa Bichutz. Why does the Gemara assume that? Because of the Hekish Milvad Chatas HaKippurim that were makish to Seir Hanasa Bifnim to Seir Hanasa Bichutz. But that point that you are raising, that we're addressing, we're going to have on the final line of the Yomid, another 2-3 lines in Yetzer Shem. But in the meantime, all we need to know is that Gabi Yom Kippur, it says in the Pasuk the word Achas Bashan. Kapora Zu, the Yom Kippur Dika Kapora Loitehei Ela Achas Bashan. Only once a year. So don't tell me that the Regolim should also do the Yom Kippur. Remember, what was the Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur was the Soranas B'chutz. Ein Bayadir B'tchila. The Yesh Bayadir B'sav. Don't say that the regolim should do that as well. No, only achas b'shan. So k'timar eli adi yom kippurim nechapa ad regolim. But why don't we say that the Yom Kippur is mechapa on the regolim of the ein bayidir betchila, the ein bayidir b'sof, on makrot, because the same pasuk says the word achas twice. Remember, it says in the pasuk v'chipa haran al kanoisim achas b'shan midam chatzis kippurim achas b'shan yechaper olav. Why does it repeat the word achas twice? It's a little bit of an oxymoron. Achas is repeated twice. Achas v'achas. And the Yemekipur nechaper adekolim. Omakra achas. Kapora achas mechaper. The soyer hanas b'fnim only affects one kapora. Don't tell me go and load on it another kapora for the ein by yediyah b'tchilah. The ein by yediyah b'sof. Just like the seer adekolim, this only affects one kapora. In mechaper shtei kaporas. Frey Timura. This is a beautiful limud, the two achases, but b'hakiksev achas b'sora nasa b'fnimu d'chsev. The pasuk that we've been quoting now a few times, that's the b'fnim. And we just said before that b'fnim is not even on the table. We're only talking about the three biggies. What are the three? Sora nasa b'chutz, Seir HaRegolim, and Seir HaShkadoshim. But we skipped over when we're not talking about the Seir HaNasim of Thim. So, sorry. How are you telling me, achas, achas, v'achas, that's only Seir HaNasim of Thim? Evidimara Amakra, since by the Seir HaNasim of Chutz, it says, Muvad Chatas HaKippurim, therefore Iskish Chitzoin Lepnimi. The fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu threw in Parshas Pinchas, when we're listing the Seir HaChutz, which is brought on Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, like all the other Seirim that you bring, on the other Yom Tovim. Oh, why did it have to say Milvad Chatas HaKippurim? It's saying because this Sawyer is similar but different than the other Sawyer. That's the Sawyer Nasim B'Lim, the Sawyer Nasim B'Chut. By putting them together in the same Pasuk, we are makish for these purposes that Yom Kippur is only does its thing, it doesn't do for the Regolim, and the Regolim does its thing, it doesn't do for the Yom Kippur. Okay, so that was Reb Shimon. And now we come to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer Mishmai. Now this, to understand the next Gemara, which is again Psukim, we have to go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment to remember what did Reb Shimon ben Yehuda say. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer Mishmai in the name of Reb Shimon. So this is a second version of Reb Shimon. I don't need to tell you, in another few days, in Lag BaOmer, we're going to celebrate the Hilula of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Stam, Reb Shimon throughout Shas, is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. How do we know this? Of course it says in a number of places, but here in particular on Beis on Beis, somebody asks you, how do you know that Stam Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Where do you take this from? It's Rashi here on Beis on Beis, Mishmoy Shor Reb Shimon, about 2/3, 3/4 down the Amid, says Rashi, Mishmoy Shor Reb Shimon, Stam Reb Shimon, who? Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. Okay, so that's wonderful, but let's get down to bottom line. What did Reb Shimon ben Yehuda say in the name of Reb Shimon?
Which Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon ben Yochai?
The Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said the name of Reb Shimon bar Yochai.
I think Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is Reb Shimon ben Yehuda bar Eloi. I think he's the son of Reb Yehuda bar Eloi.
Could be. He's certainly not Yehuda bar Yecheskel, because of course that happens to be the Amora. Okay, could be, maybe. But he's certainly not Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. They both had the same first name. Shimon, I'm sure you know a number of people that have a first name Shimon, so this is not an uncommon thing. And if you don't know multiple Shimons, I'm sure you know multiple Avrams and multiple Yitzchaks.
Not many Yosefs from Shimon.
Not too many Yosefs Shimon. Okay. Anyway, we're up to Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda on Beis Amid Beis. It's roughly a quarter down the Amid, beginning of the line, Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda Oimer Mishmai. He says in the name of Reb Shimon, slightly differently that we've been learning until now. Because Reb Shimon was saying until now, Rosh Chodesh is only Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov is only Yom Tov, Yom Kippur is only Yom Kippur, and never the twain or never the train shall meet. Says Reb Shimon Yehuda Oimer Mishmai, no, it's not exactly the way you've quoted Reb Shimon until now. See Rosh Chodesh, Yemirayt, Mechapel Tosh, Ochas Atami. That's the only thing that Rosh Chodesh does. In that respect, I agree to the first version of Reb Shimon. However, just like the Rosh Chodesh, and that's what Yom Tov for Golem does. So now, Rosh Chodesh only one purpose, the Golem two purposes. Moisef alein shehem kipurim shei mechapen al, the same as Rosh Chodesh, Torah Ochas Atameh. Number two, Sira Golem, Vashem Bayidia Lebetchila Veloy Besayf. And number three, Vashem Bayidia Lebetchila Aviyesh Bayidia Besayf. So that's what the Sor Hanasa Bechutz adds, which the other two didn't have. So, Rosh Chodesh, Torah Ochas Atameh. Regolem, Ein Bayidia Betchila, the Ein Bayidia Besayf. Now we're adding the Sor Hanasa Bechutz that does those two, plus what is it all to do? Ein Bayidia Betchila Aviyesh Bayidia Besayf. Now, obviously, Reb Shimon Yehuda didn't just take this pullis out of the hat. He had to have a mokar. And that's what our Gemara is going to go through, the Sukkim. Top of Yeramid Beis. Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda, Oimim Mishmoy, V'chubi. Maishna the Rosh Chodesh and Loi Mechapi on Regalim. Why is it that the regular is Mechapi on the Rosh Chodesh, but the Rosh Chodesh is not Mechapi? Why isn't it Dutz Dadi? Why isn't it mutual, reciprocal? We've quoted this pasuk already a number of times. Once again, it's Moshe Rabbeinu telling off Aharon HaKohen. Madula chaltim esachatim koyim hakodesh ki kodesh hashem hu va'atan va'isa nasan lechem laseis es avoyno eda. So we already darshan this on the Amud Aleph. Avin echadu noise ve'ene noise shnei avoynes. The Rosh Chodesh tikasoyer doesn't have brighter plates, it doesn't have wide shoulders, it's a restricted carbon, only oven echad, that's it. Kadosh Baruch Hu only gave it one job, the Torah she'ochas atameh, nothing more, nothing less. Okay, I understand, oven echad, doesn't say avoy noise eida, only oven eida, ein noise shnev. Der golem nami lo nechapi ad rosh chodeshim. Why don't we go and say, based on that same pasuk, that the golem should not be mechaper on rosh chodesh. In other words, the Rosh Chodesh should only do their job and not the Rosh Chodesh's job. Why the Amakra? The pasuk that we quoted back on the Amud Aleph, same pasuk again. Madu leichaltem esachatem and koy makoydish kadosh kadoshim hu voisa nosan lechem lasei avoyne eda. The only one that I gave you to go and be noisy avoyne eda. What's the avoyne eda? The Torah she'ochas atami only oisa only Rosh Chodesh oisa hu noisy avoyne vein acher noisy avoyne. The only one that takes care of the Torah Ochas Atameh is exclusive to Rosh Chodesh. So why don't we say then that just like Rosh Chodesh is not mechaper on the regular because it says Avoin Echad and not Avoin Ois, we should say the regular is not mechaper on Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is only Oisa Nosan Lechem, Oisa Nosan Lechem Lasayis, but not any other. So I should say the Ein Acher Noisei Ovein that the Golem should not be Mechaper on Rosh Chodesh. And by the way, that's how we had the drasha on the Amud Aleph. That's what Reb Shimon holds. That's exactly what Reb Shimon holds. The reason why Rosh Chodesh is not Mechaper Regolem because it's only Ovein Echad, and the reason why Regolem are not Mechaper on Rosh Chodesh because only Oisa, only Rosh Chodesh was given for that purpose of the Torah Shachos Tom Ein Acher Noisei Ovein. Reb Shimon Yehuda had a Kabbalah on the Ovein. The Oisa, he didn't have a Kabbalah on that, and therefore he said, that Mashmois I don't agree with, and therefore a Golem can be Mechaper on the Torah Ochas Atameh, just like Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so therefore we've already covered Rosh Chodesh is all on its own, and we've covered that Regolem besides its own, it's also Mechaper on the Torah Ochas Atameh, like the Rosh Chodesh. Now we go to the third step. Why is Regolim stop over there? Why is the Mechapa and Mikumah just like Yom Kippurim is Mechapa and Regolim? Why shouldn't Regolim also Mechapa and Yom Kippurim? The Amakro, Achas Pashana. Oh, that's the Pasuk number two, which we're always going back to Ches Amid Beis. Here we have it on Yud Amid Beis. V'chipa Aharon Al Karnois of Achas Pashana, V'cham Mechatas HaKippurim. Have a nice day, Daniel. So we have, you're welcome. So we have two times in the Pasuk, Achas Bashan. So we're going to darshan each one of them separately, as you'll see momentarily. So, this kapora that we're talking about, mind you, this kapora that we're talking about is that of the Chatzas Habor Bifnit. We already said on the Omid Aleph that we have the Hekish of Chatzas HaKippurim, Mavad Chatzas HaKippurim, they're the same. So therefore, that doesn't come up yet. We're going to ask that question shortly. But at the moment, the Gemara assumes Bifnim, Bachutz, they are the same for these purposes. Not, of course, for the sake of Kapara. There's two different Kaparas. The Chatzas of Nas Bifnim is Yesh Bayidiyah B'tchila, the Ein Bayidiyah B'sof, and it's only Toile, while the Surah Nas Bachutz is just the opposite. Ein ba yidiyah betchila, v'yesh ba yidiyah besof, and it's a full mechaper sinishkat toila. Exactly. So the Gemara at the moment doesn't distinguish, and therefore it says the reason why Regolim is not mechaper Yom Kippurim, the Yom Kippur says achas b'shana kapar ezu the Yom Kippur dike kapar loyte heil achas b'shana on Yom Kippur. V'etimor ihochi the Yom Kippurim nami loynechaper yad Regolim. So the Yom Kippur should not be mechaper on Regolim. Either. Why? Because it says achas ksiv. That's the second achas. It says achas twice. Kapora achas mechaper, vein mechaper, shtei kaporis. It only is mechaper one kapora. It's not mechaper two kaporis. And that's why Yom Kippur should not be mechaper on regel. And that's in fact what Reb Shimon held on the Amid Aleph. But that's not what Reb Shimon Yehuda holds here on the Amid Beis. Because Reb Shimon Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that the Yom Kippur is mechaper on regolim as well. Why? Doesn't it say achas? Kapora achas mechaper mina mechaper shtei kaporois. Everything more achas le mashmalei. Just like he said, the oisa le mashmalei, achas le mashmalei. Frey Tamura, amai. Why does he not agree with the achas? Obviously agrees with one of the achases. Why doesn't he agree with the second achas? Right? We have two separate achases. One to tell us that Regolim is not mechaper on Yom Kippur. And the choyer, we should say, therefore, Yom Kippur is not mechaper on Regolim. Because it only is one time a year, not multiple times a year. So, or it only makes one kapar and not two kapars. So, this achas yon, this achas nish, amai. So, I'll tell you why he doesn't like this drasha. It's not because he doesn't like achas, but he says, t'chik siv, achas besara nasa be, t'nim ksiv. Oh, but it says achas only by the pnim, it doesn't say by the chod. V'yit mori hochi, d'regolim nami, nechapri ad yoyim ha-kipurim. T'chik siv, achas besara nasa be, t'nim ksiv. In other words, what the Gemara says, you can't go and cut it down the middle to go and suit your own needs. You have to bear in mind that either you hold that Pnim and Chutz are the same, or you're going to tell me, no, Pnim and Chutz are not the same. So, for purpose of the first drasha, you're saying that they're the same. What was the first drasha? Why is Regel not Mechaper in Yom Kippur? Because it says in the Pasuk, Achas Veshana, Kapor Zulidei Achas Veshana. But remember, that says Bifnim. It doesn't say it Bachutz. No, that doesn't bother me, because Muvar Chatzas Kippurim, the same halacha applies. That this kapora of Yom Kippur is only on Achas B'Shonim. Say the Sor Hanas B'Fnim is only once a year. Say the Sor Hanas B'Chutz is only once a year. And that's why the Regolim is not Mechapri Ad Yom Kippur. So they're the same. Fei Temora, so what about, why is Yom Kippur, yes, Mechapir on Regolim? After all, it says the second time Achas, which we learn from that, Achas, kapora achas mechaper, vein mechaper shtei kapora. Ah, come on. That's only the Sor Hanasa Bifnim. That's not the Sor Hanasa Bechutz. Yeah, but you just said now that we equate the two for the other din, that Regolim is not mechaper on Yom Kippur, so why don't we go and equate them for the Yom Kippur, should not be mechaper on Regolim, because achas, kapora achas, vein shtei kaporas. Skutze kasha. And for the Mala Oilam, achas mashmala. Yes, he does hold that Pnim and Chutz are the same. And that's why for the first drasha, he holds Achas Pashana, that the regolim are not mechaper on Yom Kippur, because it says only Achas Pashana, this kapara of Yom Kippur, only once a year. So in Bazoi, why don't we learn now, faket, that only the Yom Kippur should only effect kapara Achas, for lo yishtei kaparis, v'shani hochad Yom Makra, v'chipa haran al karno yisav, Achas Pashana, karno yisav de mizbeach hapanimi, who the kapora achas mechaper? Ein mechaper shtei kaporois. Hadachitzen afil shtei kaporois. What is the Gemara saying? You have to look at the achas b'shana in context. You're right. The word achas b'shana, they're identical in spelling and in pronunciation. Same two words twice in the pasuk. However, let's look at the context where that achas b'shana is brought. So if you look at the second achas b'shana, V'chipa aharon al kanoisim, we're looking at Torah Ora Sholem Ois Beis number 2. V'chipa aharon al kanoisim achas bashana, midam chatas kippurim. Stop. Achas bashani chaper ol v'deiru sechem. That second achas bashana, I learn, applies not only to the Sor Hanasa Bifnim, but also to the Sor Hanasa Bachut. Why is that? Because milvad chatas kippurim, I have a heckish one to the other. And that's the reason why the regolim are not mechaper ad yom hakipurim, because the Torah says only achas bashana kaporizu leitel achas bashana. So now let's go to the other drasha, and that is that we said, so why don't we say that Yom Kippur should not be mechaper on regolim? Remember, Reb Shimon Yehuda holds that Yom Kippur is mechaper on regolim, and also Rosh Chodashim. We're focusing on Rosh Chodashim. We're only focusing on regolim. So we're saying the Yom Kippurim, Nami, they should also not be mechaper on regolim, because the pasuk says, V'chip aharon al kanoisav, achas bashana, only one, kapara achas mechaper, that korban only does one kapara, v'in mechaper shtei kaparas. Zok yetz the Gemara, but look at the context. V'chip aharon al kanoisav achas bashana. Kanoisav what? We're not talking about a keren on the top of a behema. We're talking about the koronos on a mizbeach. Which mizbeach are we talking about? Are we talking about the mizbeach achitzoin? Or are we talking about the mizbeach apanim and the mizbeach hazov? We're talking about the mizbeach hazov, the mizbeach apanim, because throughout the year, you never do a zarika sadam on the koronos. Okay, you're going to tell me, parah, and davshatir, parah, I'm sorry. Parah, mizbeach, you're right. But other than that, you never do it on a regular basis. The only time that you go and play with the koronos is only on Yom Kippur. And therefore it says in the past, V'chipar aharon al kanoisav achas bashana. Now which korban on Yom Kippur are you involved in with the koronos inside in the heichal?
Chatos apnimios.
The chatos apnimios, which means, of course, the power of the koin. But we're not talking about the power, we're only referring to the seder now.
42 or 48.
No, 43, 44, 47, 48, I think.
Okay, Mitch, we get back to Masechtas Yuma, we'll go through all the hazois that you add them all up. But we're not talking about the power, we're only talking about the sor. So what's this sor? The sor anas b'pnimi, the one that's done al kanoisav, that's achas bashana. That can only affect one kapara. What kapara can it effect? Not even a full kapara. Only a kliya. That yesh ba yidir b'chila, the in ba yidir b'sof. That's only the only thing that it can do. Kapara achas, v'lo yishtei kaparas. However, I don't extend that to the sur hanas b'chutz. I mevad chatas kippur, because since in the context of this pasuk, the achas b'shan is referring
to the
expressly to the karnos, and the karnos means the sur hanas b'fnim. The sur hanas b'fnim can only effect one kapara, the Sor Nasa B'chutz can effect two kaparas. Both its own kapara of Ein B'Yedir B'Tchila, the Yesh B'Yedir B'Sof, as well as that of Regel, of Ein B'Yedir B'Tchila, the Ein B'Yedir B'Sof. So let's just repeat the words in the Gemara now, so that it become familiar to us. So, Gemara Achas Le'Mashmalei.
Where are you starting from, please?
I'm starting from almost halfway down the Amud. Amai, why are you saying that this drosha of achas le'mashmalei? Why the chiksiv achas besor hanas b'fnim ksiv? Because you're saying the achas b'shana says besor hanas b'fnim. I hachem regolim nami nechapri ad yom kippurim. Why did we say before that the regels are not mechapri on yom kippurim? Because it says in the pasuk achas that this kapor should only be achas b'shana. The chiksiv achas besor hanas b'fnim ksiv. It must be because it's not talking about the sor hanas b'chutz. It's only talking about b'fnim. It's oy bazoy. Why don't you say both ways? Either
they stay
I am
in their lanes respectively entirely or not.
Exactly. How can you go and say for one purpose chutz and panim are the same? Which purpose is that? That's by the regalim that it's not mechapar yom kippurim, because it says by yom kippur achas bashana kapora zu. What's the kapora of the sor hanasa bithnim? It's yesh b'yidia b'tchila, the ein b'yidia b'sof, that it's toila. And as a result of mitvat chatas kippurim, we're saying the same thing, that the kapora by the sor hanasa b'chutz, which is ein b'yidia b'tchila, the yesh b'yidia b'sof, that's only once a year, and that's why regolim anat mechaper on Yom Kippur. So chitzayin and panimi have the same din, only once a year. So Gemara asks, Yehochad Yom Kippur, nam mechaper ad regolim? How is Yom Kippur mechaper on regolim? After all, it's in the pasuk achas. It's only mechaper one kapara, and not two kaparas. So how can it do the regular dikhi kapara? Says Gemara, you know why? Because achas is mashbale. V'shani Yehochad Yom Mekra, v'chipa harnal karnois of achas bashana. There the Torah says, oh, you're talking about a kapara mit a karnois. A mizbeach apnimi. Who the kapara achas mechaper achas bashana? V'in a mechaper shtei kaparas. However, the chitzen, which doesn't involve the physicality of the karnois of mizbeach apnimi, it's a carbon habor b'chutz, a nas b'chutz. A filish shtei kaparas, it can affect even two kaparas. And so with this, we have now concluded Reb Shimon Yehuda, in the name of Reb Shimon, that Rish Chodesh only does Rish Chodesh. Sir HaRigolim does both Rish Chodesh and Rigolim. And the Saranas B'chutz on Yom Kippur does all three, the Saranas B'chutz, as well as the Seir Rigolim and the Seir Rosh Chodesh. And with this, Rabbi Yisrael, now we get a break. We are finished with that whole parsha. That doesn't mean we're not going to come back to it tomorrow, but we're done now going through Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Reb Meir, and now Reb Shimon Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon.
Question.
Yes.
What happened to the korban yediya b'tchila v'yediya b'sof? It says only one part.
That's korban oyled.
That's oil of yoyled. And the korban oil of yoyled, we go and bring any day of the year for someone that has that requirement. So that's Irim of Regolim and Yom Tovim, nothing to do with it. That's special.
It comes out of your pocket.
All the others.
That's Sibur. That's Sibur.
All the others are Sibur. That's Yochid, as you say. But that's why Kadosh Baruch has Rachmanis and says, if you can't afford it, you can go and do Shtei Oifis. You can't afford that, you can bring him to Karm Mincha. Well, the Maisa comes from Bedaladals, comes from your pocket. Okay, we go on to a new sugya now. This sugya seems to be totally out of space. So Rashi tells us the reason why we're bringing this is because, although initially this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but we're later going to come back in Miachem to our sugya, and that's going to be as a kash or as a teretz, as we'll see in Miachem tomorrow. We're going to start on this now, but we're going to have to stop, if you will, abruptly in the middle when the daf ends, and Miachem tomorrow we'll continue the discussion further. And we'll probably go over this just to remind people. So Amar Ulna Rabbi Yechanan. Tmidim shloi hutzrechu letzibur niftin tmimim. The Gemara tells us something fascinating, and that is normally when can you be poide a carbon? Only if it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, then you poide it, and then that carbon is not totally chulin, it's chulin plus, because there are various halachas that apply. You cannot go into gizav avoida.
Measure it.
You cannot eat it.
You can't measure it in mishkal and
all of the four guys. Good. So that's normally by a regular carbon. Rabbi Yochanan tells us that tamidim that you have every single day, carbon tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arboim, at the end of the year, when it's now Chodesh Nisan, there's a special halacha. What's a special halacha? We say in the laning, always, Zeh Chodesh b'chodshoy l'chodshei hashana, says the Gemara, that when you start Chodesh Hashanah, you're starting a brand new year, then Chadesh V'Hove, you have to go and bring from the new Shkala. Which means we all know, starting from Rish Chodesh Adar, Echad Ba'odah Mashmiyim Al HaShkalim, everybody had to start bringing in their Machzis HaShekel, and then by the end of Adar, we have now Kanai Nahara, thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Machzis HaShekels, and those are all going to be used to buy the kabbanis for the new year. You cannot buy kabbanis for the new year from Machzis HaShekel money from the prior year. What do you use the monies from the prior year for? For other types of communal purposes, initially for the Beis Hamikdash itself, for repair and maintenance, and if you have even more, then even the Rechayv Yerushalayim. Yeah, we learned it back in Masechtas Shkolim. Good, Baruch Hashem, everybody remembers, has excellent memories. For what happens now? So now Rashi reminds us that we learned elsewhere that every single day in the Lishkas HaTloim there were six little behemoths, six kvasim, for purposes of bringing the two daily Kevish Shachar and the Kevish Ben Avoy. Why did you have to have six? Because each one of them required Bikur Arbo Yomim. Bikur means to go and inspect the behemoth to make sure it didn't have any flaw, any blemish.
Okay. 4 days?
I'm sorry? For 4 days. Every day you have to do a new inspection. You call in the veterinarian or you call in the Kohen and you have him go and please look at this Kevish. He examines it from nose to toes and everywhere in between to make sure that there is no mum. So you can tell me, why do you have to do it 4 days in a row? Because it could have developed a mum the next day, right? The two kvasim may have had a little bit of a machlokes, and one scratched the other, and it made some sort of mum. Okay, anyway, how do you get a chajvin of four? Because you have to have six tloyim, so let's assume it's Sunday morning. I have six tloyim there. Every day, we're going to take out two, for the kevish l'boiker and the kevish ben avoyim, and we're going to do, and we're going to bring in two new ones to replace them. Okay, so far I had, and let's assume that they marked them off, they put a ribbon, whatever, we know exactly when each one was brought to that lishka, so that we're going to do a 4-day inspection each day, and then we're going to bring in four cards. So we start off with six on Sunday morning, and of the six we're going to take two, and we're going to use them for a carbon. These two have been there already for 4 days, and we're adding a new two to replace them. So now we have the two new Sunday morning, not Sunday morning
arrivals.
Quarterback, but the Sunday morning new Tloy. We're not going to bring them today. We're going to hold them there for 3 days, because in the meantime, we're going to take out two that were put there 3 days ago, and then two, and then two. In other words, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we're going to use the existing six Tloyim, which are there in that Lishkas HaTloyim, and they're being replaced each day by two, two, two. But not to confuse matters, let's just talk about the two that are placed there on Sunday. Before you put them in Lishkas HaTloyim on Sunday, you're going to mavakir, you're going to make sure that they tumim on that day, sure. And then Monday morning, we're going to take out, on Sunday morning, we're going to take out two. Monday morning, we're going to take out two. Tuesday morning, we're going to take out two. So the original six is no longer available. But the two that you put in the brand new ones on Sunday, you'll be able to bring on Wednesday. Why? Because you mavakir it on Sunday, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, we go and shech them. So that's why every single day they always had six. Two removed, two added, amachai. Now we are up to the Chof Tes Adar, the last day of Adar. We still have two. We put in a new two, took out the old two. And now we go fast forward to Rosh Chodesh Nissan the next day. I open up the Lishkas HaTloyim, I got six over there, and I say to myself, hey, how can I bring any of these now? Since the Pasuk says, Chadesh Lohavei, from the new Trumas HaLishka money, these were purchased from the old Taklin Chadet, Taklin Atikin, from the old Shkolim. How can I go and bring them? That's a big problem. So what do we do? So if this was a carbon yochid, we would say, okay, take it out to the pasture and wait and wait and wait until it gets a mum. But Rabbi Yochanan is machadish by this carbon tziba that to me them niftin to me them. What do we do? How we pay to them to me them? So explains Rashi. What we do is we go and buy them back. We go and are pay to them on money. And now the kedusha of the carbon transfers to money. Which money? Presumably from the Lishkas Agozes of last year, but that's not essential for our purposes. The point is, we're pointed them the way Basher Husham when they are Tmimim, take off their Kedusha by being pointed that Kedusha onto money, and now they are Chulin as a result of the Pidyon, and now we go and buy them back from the Chulin by the new Taklin Kadishin, the Taklin Chadatin, and we are now Mekadish them fresh. And
so the new fiscal year. They're now property of the new fiscal year budget, and therefore they're eligible for the carbon tumid of Rosh Chodesh Nissan.
Beautiful.
So, and they've been mavakir already 4 days consecutively, says no problem. They're clean.
Here, all clean.
We laundered it.
Good. Zizok the Imara. Yosef Rabbi Kamal Hoshmait. Rabbi repeated this to Kotoyin and name of Rabbi Yochanan. Omle Rav Chizr said to Rabbi, my good colleague Rabbi, man sayis loch ul Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Who's ever going to listen to you and to your Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan? We're not talking about a balmum. We're talking about a tamim. You can't go and just freely go and say, I'm going to go and be poid a tam and take off the kedusha, put it on money, and then I'm going to go and buy it back with the taklin chadatin. How can you go and do that? Shachatam. Where did the kedusha go? Poof! You can't go and take away kedushas haguf from karbonos unless it becomes a balbuk. So Amalei, so Rabbi says back to Chizah, and at le tizbra le amrin and kedusha shebehen lechem holcha. Don't you agree with me that we do not say this kedusha shebehen lechem holcha? Because I'll give you another example of something which is
right.
Exactly the same parallel on all fours, the same type of case. Right. And even you will agree, based on a Befeirish and Mishnah, that we can go and be poyed to something which has Kedusha Saguf, even though there's no mum involved.
Right.
What is that case? What's it not? Moisak Toiris Maya Oisinba. Every single year they always had extra Katoiris left over. How did they have Katoiris left over? So the Meforshim with Rashi and Tosis go into this in a little bit of depth, and they say for two reasons. Reason number one is because on Yom Kippur, for Yom Kippur, they always took 3 mona of Katoiris. And of that 3 mona of Katoiris, the Kohen Gadol had to put in his Chafnav Mlei Chafnav, and Chazal tell us the Mlei Chafnayim never came to more than a half a mana. And since there were 3 mana altogether, you always have 2.5 mana remaining,
left over.
2.5. And therefore, that's why we say in the Kabbanis, Achas Ashishim or the Shivim Shana, the Moise was Lechetzi. How do you get to half? So let's go and take the 70. It doesn't work out perfectly based on the fact that some Kehanim Gedolim have larger hands and some have smaller hands. You got to give them a hand. But it's about approximately a half of a mana. It was always maximum a half a mana, never more than that. So it would appear from Chazal. So let's go and take, for instance, 70 years. If you take 70 and each time you have 2.5 left over, 70 times 2 comes out to roughly 140, right? 70 times a half is 35, so you get to 175. 175 is half of 350. Ooh, since it's 354 days a year, so we're almost there. And assuming once again that in some years it was a little bit less than the chatzi mana, so then you had more than 2.5, you had 2.7 or 2.6. So you add up, and therefore
it compounds,
and therefore you get to nasi shirayim lachatzoyim. It comes at half of what you need for that year. That's what Rashi says. Tosis says, I have another pshat as well. And that pshat is that you always have to calculate based on the Shnei Salavona vis-a-vis the Shnei Sechama. And that they produced every year 368 monim, 3 mana for Yom Kippur, 365 for all the days of the solar year. And in your average year, you only had 354. You had 11 left over, and another 11 left over. Ultimately, you use those additional 11s in the third year. In other words, when you got to your Ibiyur, then you had to use what was left over, because they didn't make more than 368 per year. 368 per year. And therefore, in a 19-year period, you have 7 Ibiyurs, and they kept on using the extra. However, what happens if in your Cheshbon of your 70, the last 2 years, for instance, were after the last Ibiyur, so those 2 years you had additional 11, so you had much more than what you needed in terms of Hayiboim Shosharayim Lachatzoyim to go and give you half of the 365 or 354, because it wasn't just the 70 times the 2.5, but you also had those 2 years an additional 11. Okay, all of that is very exciting. The point is, however, just like we said by the Karbonois, to meet them, you had to buy them from the new Taklan Charit, and those are new Master Shekel. Mm-hmm. Same thing applies to the Moisak Toiris. So every single year we had Moisak Toiris, Zok the Mishnah Mesech Shkolim, Ma'oya Oisinba. What would we do with it? After all, you can no longer use it for the past year is over. You can't use it for the new year, because since it happens to be a Karbon Tom, it's not a Karbon Tom, it's Karbon Tzibur, you have to buy it from the new Lishka monies. So what do we do? Mafrishin, take out the word mimena. Mafrishin, schar umnin. We take out of the truma salishka the schar that we pay the umnin. So the Mishnah Mesech Shkolim tells us that although we typically think of the truma salishka only used for buying karbonos and ketoides, no, there's certain purposes they also pay wages. Who do they pay wages to? Those people that did or manufactured the ketoides. Who were those people? That was the base of Tinas. they were the mefat mehaktoyes. The same thing applies, by the way, also to the lechem upon him, but that's not our discussion today. Our discussion today is only about the base of tinas that were mefatim mehaktoyes. So they needed to get paid for their work, and they were paid generously. They got 12 mana a year in terms of money, and they got paid. Okay. So mafrishin, we go and separate, we take out schar umnin, the amount that the umnin are supposed to receive. That amount that they're supposed to receive, umechalin oisa, okay, stop. And that money, says the Rashi, we didn't even hand it over to the umnin yet, to the base of Tinas, but rather the gizbar in the base of Migdash, he set it aside, and he was mezake to the umnin, putting those monies away. Now those monies originally, since they were Hegdish monies, they come from the Kodesh, people gave it, Machta Shekel, Kodesh, was Kodesh. However, by going and setting it aside for the Umnin, that itself is a form of Pidyon. What are we being poided? We're being poided on the labor, on the services that they are going to go and provide. This is a big Chiddush, because normally you can only do it on something which has mamoshes, and not a future service, but
it's
anyway,
intangible.
It's an intangible, exactly. But nevertheless, that's Allah. So they were mafrish now from the Trumas Alishka, the amount to go and pay the Umnin, and they were mechalit by having in mind, they were mechalit on the services to be provided, and so now these monies are now chulin monies. What do we do? Mechal oisa. Oisa means we take the moisak toiris, and mechal, we're poid, if you will, the moisak toiris, al moisa Umnin, onto those monies. So now those monies, which were until now, a moment ago, chulin money, now they've become, again, imbued and impressed with the kedusha of the moisak toiris. The noisen oisel umnin mischarin, and we hand over to the umnin these, the moisak toiris, and we tell him, I know you're looking for your salary, we're giving you the moisak toiris, that is the shav kesef. Okay, now the umnin say, shkoyech, but I don't really need the moisak toiris. What am I going to do with it? I cannot even use it for private purposes.
It's a
curse
thing.
Exactly. Now we go and take new monies from the new monies that have been received.
And we launder it.
And we're going to go and buy from them this moisak toiris, so we should be able to use it in the future year. So now the question is, there was nothing wrong with this moisak toiris, and the Gemara assumes that it had kedusha saguf because it was produced by the machteshes. Machteshes is the grinding mill, whatever they use, in the base of Mikdash, and or the Gemara assumed that that was a kli sharis, and therefore that's kedusha seguf. So how did the original kedusha just go poof, and we put a new kedusha? How can you do that? Amai nebe kedusha sheben heichan holcha. So just like you agree with me that by ketoiris it had kedusha seguf, and you were able to go and remedy it by these multiple steps. Yeah. So the same thing we're going to do, the Gam the Karm Tamid, which also has Kedusha Zaguf, even though it's still Tamim, no flaw, everything is perfect. You're going to be poided. So don't you agree, Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda said, Ketoiris Kam is being rife and Ketoiris. Shani Ketoiris, the Kedusha is Tamim. Oh, it didn't have Kedusha Zaguf. Why not? Because your premise that the Machteshes was a Klishoris is faulty. Look at the top Rashi. The Kedusha is Tamim. Ein bo el kedushas damim shalocha mitrumas aldishka ava bekli loy kitcha did not get kedushas. It has kedushas damim, I'm asking, but it doesn't have kedushas haguf. The tikodesh kedushas haguf. The machteshes shenishcha kaba lav kli sharesi, and therefore says the Gemara, therefore don't bring me a rai from ketoiris to the case of the tamidim. With this, we'll stop. Rabbi Yisai Mechem. We'll go over this again and continue tomorrow.